Welcome to the Goose Call. We are on a podcast for Goose Creek CISD, and we are excited to bring you Mad. And so welcome our Mad guest.
People just don't know all there is to know about Goose Creek schools. In this district, we grow giants.
Welcome to the Goose Call.
The juice of the goose.
And here we are with Miss Emma Dugas, and she is with MAD. And Emma, introduce yourself and kind of give us a run through, what is MAD?
Absolutely. Well, good morning, everyone. So we're actually Mothers Against Drunk Driving. My name, Emma Dugas. I'm the state program manager for MAD Texas. And we started in 1980. And since 1980, we've been able to cut drunk driving crashes in half. And I'll definitely go more into that here in a bit.
That is perfect. And so my understanding is that Mothers Against Drunk Driving is just that. So we are trying to really focus on the impact that drunk driving has on our communities. And I think that's really important because we're really showcasing, we're trying to give our community some insight before spring break. We know that that is a time when a lot of our students, you know, unfortunately, do partake in that underage drinking and sadly even driving. So what can you tell us about what does MAD, or what has MAD done in its organization with drunk driving?
Sure, absolutely. Well, since 1980, a mother lost her 13-year-old daughter to a drunk driver, and so she started MAD. And so now we are nationwide. We're actually one of the largest nonprofits that actually educate the community on this topic, but also support the victims of this violent crime. Our mission is we want to create a world with no more victims. And we're able to do that with our four mission areas, of course, to end drunk driving, but we also added to help fight against drug driving, because we're seeing a lot of poly use out there. So what that means is not only were we seeing alcohol in our offender system, we were also seeing drugs as well. So we wanted to help fight against drug driving along with ending drunk driving. And then, of course, support the victims of this violent crime. We have a wonderful victim services team that actually provide those services for our victim families. One of the things that I like to educate the community on is the most common day and time that these crashes happen is on Saturday nights from 2 to 3 a.m. in the morning. And one of the good things that MAD has is a 24-hour helpline. And so when our victim families are affected by these crashes at that late hour night and they need that support, MAD is there for them. They're always going to get an advocate even at 2 in the morning. And then our last mission area, of course, is to prevent underage drinking. And that's what we're doing here today. And we have some underage drinking prevention programs. We have three. One is our Power of Parents program. And what that program does is we focus on not only those dangers and consequences of underage drinking and other drug use, but we also provide strategies on how to start those conversations and really provide that research, because we are now evidence-based. We have partnered with a biobehavioral professor at Penn State. His name is Dr. Robert Tarusi, who we adapted his research and his techniques that has really helped our parents understand what's behind the research and why it's important to have these conversations, and not only just have one conversation, but have several conversations with their teens. And then we have our Power of Youth program. We have a middle school presentation and a high school presentation. And so, of course, not only do we go over those dangers and consequences, but we also go over strategies and provide tools on, so that way they're prepared when they're in those unsafe situations and they have a plan on how to react quickly and then how to not only communicate with their friends, but communicate with their parents, their loved ones, so they have support when they need that plan to get home safe.
Save money with a Community Resource Credit Union mortgage refinance. Whether you're looking to save money monthly with a lower rate, need cash from the equity of your home, or found your supersized dream home, CRCU has the mortgage tailored for your needs. Home of the best rate guarantee and no lender fees. Go to crcu.org/mortgage-refi to apply today.
Now, I love that plan only because I'm thinking, gosh, I am a mom to a seven-year-old. Like, there is no way that this is affecting elementary students. But I read out there in your statistics that children as young as 9 years old.
Yes.
And that's so why they're already trying alcohol. They're already seeing alcohol. And I get that, right? We've got commercials. We've got YouTube. I'm assuming the sooner that we talk to our kids, then the more impact or the better influence that we'll have as parents. Is that something that you guys kind of push?
Yes, we actually just started our elementary program. It's called Power of Me. Because of that research, we learned that teens actually start weighing those pros and cons about drinking alcohol as early as age 9. And we know that through research that we know 69% of teens say that their parents are the leading influence of their decisions to drink alcohol. I mean, it's so prevalent. It's so prevalent out there. And so they see it. They see how normalized it is. And so that's why we feel we needed to start this elementary program so we can start those conversations as early as we can.
Absolutely. And what can parents do, I guess, at home? Because, you know, once they get the information, I'm sure that those are some speaking points that you provide, that training. But, you know, what do we do as parents? So how do I start? Or is that just something? I obviously don't want to wait until my daughter's 9 to start talking about decisions.
Sure, absolutely. And what I love about the techniques that Dr. Terusi has implemented is really when to have the conversation. And when I mean when, I mean like what time of day normally, or like what kind of environment to do it. And what, so like, for instance, I had to do some trial and error when it came to my teen. And I found out the best time to have the conversation with him is when it's both me and him in the car alone. And we had the best conversations. I mean, because when your kid comes home from school, I mean, they're exhausted. They're not going to want to have a serious conversation about drugs and alcohol. So really just trying to kind of play around with it on when each of you both have the undivided attention and really can have a good conversation, because that's what the techniques kind of promote. And the way that he does that really is just asking simple how, what, and why questions. So like, for instance, like us as parents, we know, right? We know, we've experienced it. We know what to do and say, but our teens, they feel their life is so unique that parents don't understand. They don't know what they're going through. So by utilizing just how, what, and why questions, you're asking and trying to learn about their environment, their life. So I simply would just ask, how would you handle someone offering you drugs and alcohol? And you really start to see those wheels turning. You start to see them trying to say, well, okay, well, what would I say? What would I do? And then it becomes more of a team effort. It's a conversation of y'all coming up with phrases, coming up with a plan together, instead of us telling them what to do and say. Right.
And, you know, that's perfect, because it's school. We practice fire drills. We practice lockdowns. And I don't know how many parents actually practice what do you do when someone approaches you with And like you said, now we're dealing with more than just drunk driving. We're dealing with more than just underage drinking. Now we're dealing with other substances, right? Other drugs that we need to worry about.
Yeah, one of the things that has really come out in the open is the counterfeit pills with fentanyl in it. And that has become a very serious crisis amongst our teens and so within our community. And so really educating ourselves and knowing what's going on within our community, and then simply asking them, has someone offered you this? Have you seen it in your school? I've heard about it. What do you think about it? So you're really asking them, what are they experiencing? And then really you come together to kind of figure out, okay, how would I handle it if I'm put in that situation? One of the examples I love giving when I do these presentations is, you know, say your best friend's your ride and you see them drinking alcohol or doing drugs. How would you handle that? Do you have a plan in order to not only get you home safe, but get your friend home safe too? So that's when, you know, talking to your parents about using Uber and Lyft and, you know, getting a family account and being able to utilize them, as a family. So that way you're able to get home safe.
That's great. Now, I know that we've talked about a lot. Is there somewhere that parents can go online maybe, and where they can get more information, just because it sounds like there's a lot of great programs, right? You have the pop-up, and then you've got underage drinking, but you've also got the drunk driving. There's a lot going on. Where can parents or even students, right? You said we need to help each other out. Where can students go?
So you can go on MAD.org. There's a section on the Power of Parents program. If parents want to check that out, they have all of the handbooks and brochures that you can download for free. They even have videos like YouTube videos from Dr. Terusi on various topics that are very insightful and very impactful. And then for the teens, you can look at our Power of Youth section on our website, and that will have quizzes on there that you can kind of test what you know. And because you might think you know the ins and outs when it comes to drugs and alcohol, but that kind of tests you. But you can also download that information, our handbook, the RAT cards that we have that have all that information. And then of course our Power of Me section as well that our parents can check out to learn, because we have an activity booklet that you as a parent can do with your elementary student to educate them.
That sounds amazing. So it is mad.org, is that correct?
Yes.
MADD.org, and you can find more information there. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing a little bit more about drunk driving, underage drinking. We are getting ready for spring break. We want everybody to make good choices and come back. That's our goal, right? Is you need to come back and keep on learning. We appreciate you. Thank you so much to Community Resource Credit Union for sponsoring this podcast.